I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's 92.9 FM ESPN with Ryan Horvath, brought to you by BetMGM. You can download that BetMGM.com app today. You must be 21 years or older. And if you're in Tennessee, you can go to BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. And the Tennessee Red Line's open at 1-800-889-9789. But we welcome on Ryan Horvath after a couple of weeks off. Ryan, good to have you back here on 92.9. It's great to hear from you. And we're gearing up for football because, you know, they've got camps starting in the NFL. And then college football, they had the Memphis press conference earlier today with Ryan Silverfield. The SEC is in full swing. You're doing the car washes. ESPN's got Notre Dame in today. You know, and so I'll start there with national college football talk because it seems like we're back to the old favorites here with Ohio State and Alabama being the favorite in the national championship hunt. And I'll ask you, do you think national championship title, it's probably Alabama number one this year? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, Alabama's going to be really tough. You know, I mean, look at last year. And now last year they had some close calls. They lost to Texas A&M. It wasn't your typical Alabama team, even though they did play for the national title. They had four wins by seven or less points. You know, they had to escape late against even Auburn last year. But this year they bring back 12 returning starters, including Bryce Young, who could possibly win another Heisman. He's either going to be the first or second overall pick, depending on, you know, if you like him or C.J. Stroud. And then if you look at the schedule, you know, they're probably going to go undefeated. They do get Texas A&M at home. Texas A&M is going to be tough again. They have the number one recruiting class coming in, but there's a reason they're going to be preseason number one. They've made the playoff in 8 of the last 9 years. I think this is Bama's best team in a long time. Look at the defensive side of the ball, man. I mean, they are just absolutely stacked. They bring back Will Anderson, 7 starters on defense. And that wasn't your typical Alabama defense last year. You know, they were still really tough offensively. They averaged, I believe, 488 yards per game and almost 40 points. So right now it's between them and Ohio State. And I know it's really chalky, but you look at Ohio State's schedule, and they're going to have revenge on the mind this year after finally losing to Michigan. Harbaugh finally got them last year. And Michigan's probably going to be, you know, maybe a 9-10 win team themselves. But I think Ohio State's just going to absolutely club them this year because C.J. Stroud's back. They're probably going to have either the number one or number two passing attack in America. Western Kentucky, as crazy as it sounds, even though they lost their quarterback, they're going to be really tough. But, man, I mean, Ohio State is going to score about 40 points per game, maybe even more. They're going to beat up on the Midwest teams in the Big Ten. And then defensively, last year they were just really young. They had all freshman linebackers. This year they're more experienced. I think that they're going to be really tough. So right now they're my pick to win it all, them, Alabama. And then there's some really sneaky teams, though. I think Clemson will be back on the map this year, but I kind of like Miami with their quarterback, Van Dyke. I know, you know, every year we do this with Miami, but now finally they have a real head coach in Mario Cristobal, and they have a quarterback that could be a top-5 pick. So I like them. And then the sleeper team I have is actually in the Pac-12. For some reason, nobody's talking about them. It's Utah. You know, yeah. They had a 10-point lead against Ohio State in the Rose Bowl last year. They blew that lead, but they bring back everybody, including their quarterback, Cam Rising. So my favorite bet on the board is Utah over 8.5 wins, Utah plus 250 to win the Pac-12. And we're getting a great price because, you know, now Lincoln Riley goes over to USC, so the hype's there. Mm-hmm. But the problem is, and they're going to score 40 points themselves in the Pac-12, but who are they stopping? Like, they're probably going to give up 200 yards on the ground on that defense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to ask you about USC because some have them as the favorite, Ryan, and you brought up Utah. I didn't know much about Utah until, honestly, because we don't focus on the Pac-12 here in Memphis. You know, we're working at the American Conference and the SEC and focused on all these teams. But, you know, USC has got good odds. You think Utah better than USC this year?
Yeah, I like Utah a little bit better. Mm-hmm. Now, USC, I think, is going to be the surprise team because there's the people that think they're either going to be in the college football playoff or maybe they're going to be like a 5-6 win team. Mm-hmm. I mean, Lincoln Riley gets his quarterback. They get Dye from Oregon, Travis Dye, the running back, and they hit the transfer portal really hard. They took Pittsburgh's best wide receiver, the best wide receiver in the country. But I just worry about them a little bit defensively. And if you look at Utah, I just think it's crazy. We're only getting 8.5 for the win total. Again, they had a 35-21 lead over Ohio State. Last year, they finished 12th in the country. That was their highest ranking, I believe, since 2008. Mm-hmm. And the crazy thing about them, they have no seniors on their roster. Because of COVID, they have 72 of their 85 players on scholarship or freshmen and sophomores. Last year, they averaged 36 points per game, 430 yards. Cam Rising's back at quarterback, 20 touchdowns last year, I believe just 5 picks. And he also rushed for over 500 yards, averaged 6 per carry. Their running back, Tavion Thomas, he's back. He rushed for 21 touchdowns last year, which was a school record.
Wow.
They bring back 4 starters on the offensive line. And then defensively, last year, they only gave up 22 points per game in the Pac-12 and 342 yards. When's the last time you heard of a Pac-12 team only giving up that?
Right.
I think it's crazy that nobody's talking about them, man. Mm-hmm. I think they could be in the playoff, legitimately. There's a chance that they go 12-0.
We're talking to Ryan Horvath. Really good stuff here on college football as we gear up for college football in the NFL. From BetMGM tonight, you can hear him on 790 The Bet on the Odyssey app, the newly relaunched Odyssey app. Check that out now on demand to Ryan Horvath from BetMGM tonight. And then finally, I want to ask you about a couple of win totals. Selfishly, we're focused on Mississippi State and Ole Miss, which are close by Memphis. And two coaches kind of going in different directions. You know, Lane Kiffin looks really good so far at Ole Miss. I think people have liked what he's done there. He's won the Egg Bowl. And then at Mississippi State, you know, people are waiting on the year three, which seems to be Mike Leach's year where he rings the bell when he goes to Washington State or if he goes to Texas Tech. It seems like year three in the air raid is where it's sort of, and selfishly as a Mississippi State fan, I hope this is the year. But for those two teams, you've got a win total for some listed around 7.5-8 for Ole Miss. And then for Mississippi State, 6.5-7. I think Mississippi State fans like me would like to see 8. You know, you start off the first weekend of the season, Labor Day weekend against Memphis. You get them at home, so that's probably a dub. Just where do you see these two Mississippi teams sort of going? You know, Lane's got a new quarterback, and there's some issues there. And then you've got, you know, Mike Leach with the third-year quarterback. Quarterback should be rolling in this new system. What do you think of those two teams?
Yeah, as long as you could pick up Mike Leach's system, you know, and you have the right pieces, which I think that they do, I think they're going to be able to score some points. And I do like them to go over their win total. And then the same thing with Ole Miss. You know, I liked them a lot last year. That was actually our favorite bet. And I know that they lose Matt Corral, but look what Lane did last year for Matt Corral. I mean, I know he didn't go as high in the draft as everybody wanted, but he was a legit Heisman candidate before he got himself hurt. The problem with Corral was he just didn't know how to slide. So now you bring in a new quarterback. I never really care who the quarterback is, man.
Yeah.
Lane is going to find a way. He could take you, me, and all the listeners, and we would average 40 points per game.
Yeah.
The problem is, you know, are they going to improve defensively? They have a ton of speed in the secondary, but just playing in that conference, it's going to be tough. I do like both teams to go over their win totals, though. I think those are a little bit too low. I'm not saying they're 10-win teams,
right,
but I can see them winning 8-9 games and being really competitive. And college football is all about coaching. It really is. And you have to give these guys a couple years. But look what Lane did last year. I think he kind of put them on the map. He's always going to recruit his type of players, so they're never going to be the flashiest guys. But, man, I really like both teams this year. And if Leach could get the defense pumping, I mean, I think they could be a sleeper team, and we could find some value betting them as underdogs this year as well.
Excellent. It's Brad Carson here with Ryan Horvath, who's on the phone with us, brought to you by BetMGM. And then to the NFL we go. Everybody in camp with the Titans has been talking about Treylon Burks because, you know, they traded away their best receiver, really, and AJ, you know, AJ's gone. Julio was there and now didn't do much, but now he's gone. He's in down in Florida. So what do you think think of Treylon Burks and what the Titans are trying to do? He looked good in day one of camp. I guess he's lighting it up over there, and people are maybe, after freaking out for a while, maybe excited about Treylon Burks and what the Titans have got.
Yeah, you know, and people were freaking out about the asthma. People thought that he was out of shape. You know, and that's what I hate about training camp. We need to let this stuff play out.
Right.
Because let's go back to last year. Who played in the Super Bowl? The Cincinnati Bengals. Their best option was Ja'Marr Chase. And in the preseason, in training camp, they were saying the football was too big. He couldn't adjust to the size of the football from the college game to the pro game. He had a little case of the drops. People didn't know if he was going to be able to play in the league. Now, if you look at Chris Sims' ranking, he's the number one wide receiver going into the league. He's probably going to catch 15 touchdown passes. I think he's going to be great. I'm jealous as a Green Bay Packer fan. Mm-hmm. That's who I wanted. We ended up with Christian Watson, who somehow is already injured before he even stepped foot on the field. The Titans are a strange – it's a weird team, though, because I really like A.J. Brown. I wanted an A.J. Brown. Some people think A.J. Brown is a little overrated. Obviously, he does struggle to stay on the field. There's been some injuries. Julio, I'm not saying Julio's washed because Tom Brady now is going to find a way to get him the ball and he'll have 10 touchdowns and probably 60 to 70 grabs. But, I mean, I just didn't really like that signing. There's a reason why the Patriots didn't throw all the money at him. But I think the skill position players, just like I keep saying in Green Bay, I think everybody's overreacting to the wide receiver position. It's going to come down to what does Tannehill do? Because if he plays like he did in the playoff game against Cincinnati, it's going to be a disastrous season. But if he plays like he did year one in that system, I love Vrabel. The defense is still really tough. If Derrick Henry stays healthy, we know what he's going to give them. The problem, and the thing is, the good thing I should say is, look at the division. You know, I do think Jacksonville will improve, but they're still a year away, probably from being a year away, although I love Doug Peterson. The Texans are going to be an absolute disaster, and I'm hoping they trade away some of those pieces, especially Brandon Cooks. And then we don't really know. I mean, I really like the Colts. I liked them a lot last year. The problem was Carson Wentz was the least accurate quarterback in the league. Now they bring in Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
And already in camp, all the receivers there are like, man, we turn around and the ball's right there. That's something that we're not used to. So I do like the Colts, and I do like the Titans to kind of battle it out to win that division. Right now I lean Colts, though. And I actually went under on the win total for Tennessee. I hate to do it.
No.
Last couple of years I played the over. Last year I picked them to win the AFC. But this year, when I got it, it was 9.5. I think they're a 9-win team at best.
I think that's right, and I think people, that's why they're favoriting the Indianapolis Colts. Everybody's looking at the Colts as maybe the one that pulls it out in that division. And then finally, I'll leave you with this. You brought it up, so I got to go straight to Green Bay, man. This is the best thing on television and on the radio right now, this whole Green Bay deal with Devontae leaving as a Raider. You get the quotes going from one Hall of Famer to another, and then just – and I'm not a Rodgers guy. I know you're a big fan of the Packers, having come from there. But this quote from Rodgers is an absolute bullet with him. They were talking about Lazard, and he says, I mean, it's always tough going from a Hall of Famer to a Hall of Famer. I mean, that is just pure magic. I got to ask, is Rodgers going to be able to back all this up, man? Like, is he the magic slinger that just makes these quarterbacks all stars? We've been talking about Rodgers just making these dudes awesome. Is he the magic, or are they going to miss Adams there?
You know, historically, I think he has been the magic because as a fan, you know, and doing talk radio there forever, we've done this a lot. You know, we did this when Jordy left. How are they going to replace Jordy? How are they going to replace Greg Jennings? Mm. How are they going to replace? And 1 year, James Jones, who I'm not going to say he was a complete nobody, but he wasn't a household name. He led the entire NFL in touchdown receptions with 14. You know, he's done it with Cobb before. You know, Devontae, there were people year two that wanted Devontae cut in Green Bay. He had a case of the drops himself. He was struggling to hold on to the football. Now he's the best route runner in all of football. I'm not saying Aaron Rodgers made him, but I'm saying if anybody could do it, it would be Aaron Rodgers. It would be Tom Brady. You know, look at some of these receivers that Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers have made famous. I do think if you have, you know, one of the greats, one of the all-time greats, which those two are, yeah, I think that they could make some guys look good. I am concerned, though, man, because of the injuries already. Like, Christian Watson's already out. Sammy Watkins is already out, which I knew was coming. I would rather actually have Julio. And you're relying on Alan Lazard, who I like. But I like Alan Lazard as, like, the number three, number four receiver that's blocking. I don't really love him as my number one. But who knows, man? Maybe he proves us wrong. Maybe somebody else steps up. Maybe Randall Cobb finds lightning in a bottle. Who knows?
But, is that a 9-win team?
I think if anybody could do it, it's Rodgers.
Is that a 9 or 10-win team, that Packers team? What are they going to do?
I think so, because here's the thing. I think that LaFleur has always wanted to be a running football team. That's the reason that they drafted Jordan Love and they drafted A.J. Dillon in the second round out of Boston College. Even though they had Jamal Williams, they decided not to bring him back, and they committed to Aaron Jones.
Yeah.
I think they're going to use Aaron Jones this year more as a pass catcher. I think A.J. Dillon is going to rush for at least 10 touchdowns. And then I think this is the best defense I've ever seen from the Packers. They drafted two kids, Quay Walker and then the other defensive tackle out of Georgia. They find a way to sign and bring back Rasul Douglas and Devondre Campbell. They get Jair Alexander back. He's, I think, the top corner in the league, or at least two right behind Ramsey.
Yep.
And look at the kids that stepped up last year. You know, Eric Stokes out of Georgia, year one, was a stud. And Kenny Clark finally gets some help on that defensive line. I think the defense is going to carry him. I think the running game is going to carry him. And then my hope is, as a fan, that there's going to be one of those disgruntled wide receivers come week 7, week 8, like we saw with OBJ, where his dad was tweeting out videos. And maybe the Packers are able to move a second-round pick to get somebody, or a third-round pick. Also, there's some guys that are still out there. You know, I don't know when Odell Beckham Jr. is going to be able to play football, but he's out there. Will Fuller's out there.
Yep.
The problem is Will Fuller catches a 70-yard touchdown, somebody breathes on him, and then he's out for 6 weeks. That's the problem with both
well,
of those guys.
We know,
but
Rodgers
I'm
not,
hoping they can add.
Rodgers isn't going to redo his contract. He's going to get all the money, so they got to have young dudes out there with him, especially on defense, man. Ryan, always great. I'm glad the family, everybody's healthy, and you're back in the saddle. Good to have you back on here in Memphis, man. Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, take care of yourself. That's Ryan Horvat. He is brought to us by BetMGM. You can download that app or visit BetMGM.com. Ryan is with us, and you can hear him tonight on 790 AM. That's The Bet here in Memphis, or on the Odyssey app anytime.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.